Well, good morning, and it's Wednesday, May the 6th, and we've been talking this week about things that we miss and things that we need, and we talked on Monday about missing church, and we went to Hebrews 10, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Yesterday we went to one of five instances where Paul says, greet one another with a holy kiss, that we have an affection for one another, a love for one another. And how are we supposed to do that? Well, we've never kissed each other. Only the French do that. But we have shaken hands, and that is obviously now a considerable issue. And so this morning, I thought we would look at a third thing. We need worship. We need to worship. We need to worship collectively. And the text I have in mind is Acts 2:42. It's a summary that Luke adds to the day of Pentecost and the subsequent days and weeks that followed Pentecost. And he says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers. And I don't think the breaking of bread is a reference to communion or the Lord's Supper. We'll actually talk about that tomorrow. I think it's more the fellowship meal, more like the thing that we do on Wednesday evenings or Wednesday noon at church when Chef Rich serves us this wonderful food. And we're asking, how is this going to be possible in the coming weeks? And I've asked Chef Rich to think through inventive ways, just as restaurants have found inventive ways. So perhaps initially, as we slowly come back together and back to some kind of new normality, that we'll find a way to serve food in some form that is also aware of some of the things that we just need to do right now. But it's the final reference. There's obviously teaching and fellowship and breaking of bread, and then the prayers. And the use there of the definite article is interesting. It suggests that Luke is referring to some kind of liturgy, and therefore he's thinking of the formal service, the kind of thing that happens on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, where there are formal prayers, intercessory prayers, pastoral prayers, prayer for illumination before the sermon, and so on. And that's what we've missed, isn't it? We know what it's like to worship online, and some of you, it's delightful. Some of you actually get formally dressed. Somebody sent me a picture recently, and he was in a white shirt and a tie, and this is a relatively young man, but he was formally dressed because he felt he could worship better. But all of us are experiencing the oddity of what we're doing right now, and trust me, leading in the Lord's Prayer or preaching in an empty church to a camera that's 50 feet away is just very difficult and just feels so odd. And what we miss, and what you miss, and what I miss, is the fellowship that we enjoy when we actually physically worship together in church. We're asking all the questions possible about what we can do and perhaps what we can't do, at least for the short term, when we finally get back to worship together. And your elders will be discussing these in every detail to make sure that the family of God are taken care of in this very strange season. Now, if you have any needs, please let us know. Reach out to us. We love to hear from you. And the Lord bless you today.